Hi, my name is Scott. Hello?
Hi. Oh, I didn't know you were here live.
Yeah, this is Scott.
This is Amy.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. So, we're supposed to talk about holidays.
Yeah. We're supposed to talk about our favorite holiday, and then if we had to design a holiday, what kind of holiday would it be?
Oh, okay. I didn't get that second part. Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Well.
Where are you in the world?
I'm in Pittsburgh.
Okay. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay, so holidays. Well, do you have a favorite right off the top of your head?
I do. It's Halloween.
Okay. So tell me about Halloween. Why it's your favorite?
I think it's because I get to be something that I'm not, and so do other people. I really like to see other people on Halloween.
What do you have like a specific person that you like to dress up as, or do you go with kind of a different genre every year? Or?
Yeah, I try to do something every year. This past year, I went as a Catholic priest, and my girlfriend went as a Catholic schoolgirl, so that was a little bit irreverent. We were both raised Catholic, so we thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, Halloween's not my favorite. I probably like Christmas the most, but Halloween I do enjoy. Last year I dressed up as Angelina Jolie from, now I can't remember the name of the movie, Tomb Raider. I was the Tomb Raider girl last year.
All right.
But I didn't get to go to any Halloween parties this year. I like Halloween for the candy a lot and dressing up. But Christmas, I guess just because we're in it right now, it probably seems like my favorite because I like to go shopping, and it's a good reason to be able to go shopping because I'm buying for somebody else.
Yeah.
So nobody thinks that I'm being wasteful.
Well, I think Christmas would be my second favorite holiday.
Yeah. I like
especially,
the decorations, too.
Yeah.
Especially what?
Are you a religious person? Do you,
yeah,
do you
yeah.
like it for religious reasons as well?
Yeah, yeah. I like it for religious reasons. I mean, Christ's birth and everything. It's a really joyous holiday. And it's fun because, well, the only thing I don't like about it is it seems like the whole Santa thing has sort of taken over. And, like, I went to go find ornaments the other day. I wanted to buy some ornaments. I was at a conference and they had like maybe two angel ornaments and no like really anything religious. It was all like Santa and elves and everything. And I kind of felt like there should at least be equal time.
Oh yeah.
Or equal space for the different kinds, you know?
Well, that's pretty funny. Well, my girlfriend and I went to a wedding this weekend at the beach, and we were talking about how at the beach, for some reason, they seem to really play up the Santa Claus aspect of Christmas.
Really? Like kind of the tropical Santa sort of?
I guess. We were trying to figure it out. We were talking about it, and we decided that it's because there are just so many souvenir shops at the beach, and there's so many cheesy things at the beach, and we figured that Santa Claus is the ultimate cliche for Christmas in a consumer culture, et cetera, et cetera. So we just decided that that's why there were so many Santa decorations at the beach.
Yeah, I haven't been anywhere warm for Christmas. I went over Thanksgiving. My family and I, strangely enough, went to Florida. We usually have a traditional Thanksgiving everything dinner, but went to Florida, and it was a little weird to celebrate Thanksgiving, which I've always associated with snow and cold and no leaves, with sunshine and warmth. So that was a little bit strange this year, but.
So, another thing I like about Christmas is the family aspect of it, and just not doing anything for a whole day, but getting to hang out with my family and everybody's off.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right. You get to see everybody. You get to hang out with them. Most of the family gets together, you know, because nobody has time to do it other times of the year. So, it's a good time to see everybody. Do you have relatives that are out of town that you get to see?
Yes. Yeah, all of my family lives in Mobile, Alabama, actually.
Oh, my gosh. That's quite a ways.
Yeah, so I go down there.
That's cool.
So I'm thinking, for the second part, which I guess you didn't hear. I'm thinking if I had to make up a holiday, it would combine Halloween and Christmas, kind of like A Nightmare Before Christmas. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Something like that would be pretty cool. If you could dress up and be something that you're not, and also everybody has the day off, so everybody can just hang out and give gifts and dress up. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, especially because a lot of the holidays, like Halloween, you don't get the day off, so it doesn't seem as much as a holiday. So that would be important if designing your own mixture would be that you definitely get the day off. It's like a state holiday or federal holiday or something.
Yeah.
And
nobody makes a big turkey or ham or anything for Halloween.
No, you don't. The only thing that you do that causes the Halloween is you dress up. You usually go to a party, you know, and you eat some candy, but there's no meal associated with it either. You're right. That would be a good idea. What would be a good Halloween meal, though?
I thought you said meatloaf.
No. Dinner. What would we have for dinner?
I don't know. Candy?
Yeah. That's all sweet stuff, I guess.
Candy and something. Well, if you're a meat eater, then something big, and it takes a while to cook. That's also tasty.
I guess you could just go with a repeat. Yeah, a repeat of like the Thanksgiving food, but like it could be the practice session. You could have your Halloween Christmas thing before Thanksgiving and practice up for Thanksgiving, or you could have it after, and sort of, you know, when you get sad and blue because Thanksgiving's over, you could have it all over again, only with a dress
idea.
Up.
Or maybe we could rotate the cuisine every year. So, I don't know, one year you would have it. Oh, this would be in keeping with Halloween because it would have to be some cuisine that's not indigenous to wherever you live.
Right.
So you're being something that you're not, and you're experiencing something different. And I don't know. So one year would be, I don't know, something that's not hamburgers and french fries, something that's not distinctly American.
Something non-traditional. So, you could have sushi one year.
Yeah, sushi. Japanese.
Well, that would be a good idea. I'm trying to think what I would do. I don't know. I guess it would, like I said, it would be important to me, well, like you said, to have the day off. I guess it would be fun if everybody had to participate in the costume part of it, because I think sometimes it's only people who are younger who do the costume thing. I mean, at least in their 20s and 30s. But, I'm trying to think what else.
Or what if we had a holiday that was just a national, it was just called the National Day Off. Well, I guess that's what Labor Day is.
I know, but, I guess
I don't. So. Or just a holiday that's not associated with anything religious or commercial. It's just free day.
It's just its own self, A free day.
Do whatever
day.
You want.
It should just be free. Get out of work free day, like a Monopoly. Get out of jail free.
How about a not even Labor Day off? I don't know. Sorry.
That's a good one. That's good. So that you don't have to feel guilty if you don't actually labor throughout the whole year for taking the day off.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I don't know that. I can't think of anything else. I don't know. How long is this thing supposed to take? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't remember there being a time limit.
Because I don't know if I have 10 minutes worth of stuff to talk about for
Is it supposed to be 10 minutes?
I don't even know. I'm just assuming.
You know, my email, how did you find out about this?
My fiancé forwarded me an email.
Yeah, that's what I got, too. But then it said, I got another email today saying that I had to go to this website to enter my PIN, otherwise I wasn't going to be called, except I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I entered mine, but then there was some problem, and I had to call them, and they didn't. I guess they're still working out the quirks of it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of funny since they're recording us, going to listen to us talking about.
Yeah, you know, I had this idea that maybe it was going to be some study to see how people respond to studies.
Yeah.
So they're just interested to see, just to throw two people together and just see how we like kind of figure out what to say and. Probably not, but.
It's interesting to think about what the point of this study is. I'm sure they have to tell us at the end if we want to, but. If we want to know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Not at the end of this, but at the end of the whole number of sessions or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw the $10 a call, and I just thought, well, I just got laid off. I might as well do this.
Yeah. I figured Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in a university town, so I always sign up for research studies around here, but there haven't been too many recently, so I'm like, anything to make a buck.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done any kind of, testing on your body or anything like that? I've never done anything like that, but
okay,
I know people
so
who have.
I went to sell my plasma. This is when I first came to school.
Whoa.
But they wouldn't, I had just gotten a tattoo within the year, and they wouldn't let me donate blood because of, there's the fear of, I don't know what the fear is of, but it's some, I don't know, hepatitis maybe, hepatitis C. They wouldn't let me give it. So I could have made, I don't know, I think almost $100 over three visits if I had just been able to go there. But it's sort of painful, I think. And that's probably it. Oh, well, I'm in grad school, so some
mm-hmm.
of my friends.
Me too.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about then. There's research studies that my friends are doing that pay, but I'm, like, doing them a favor as well. So I've been in MR scans before where, you know, they just look at cognitive activity and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of cool because they pay you a lot for those things. They pay you, like, $50 to $75 for
wow.
2 hours of time. So that's pretty nice.
Well, we're just exposing ourselves left and right.
Yeah. I don't have any privacy, anything for money. That's what happens
yeah.
when you're broke, you know?
You're probably what they're hoping for.
Yep, yeah. You're willing to have all these invasive procedures and stuff.
So but, what are you studying?
Oh, well, I'm studying cognitive neuroscience. So I study
oh.
like eight older people and AD people and just trying to kind of figure out how the brain works when you get older.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah. So you said you're in school, too, so what is...
I'm doing artificial intelligence, so it's somewhat
oh,
related.
Oh, cool, AI, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so Carnegie Mellon has a huge artificial intelligence program, I think.
That sounds right to me. I don't know for sure.
Are you there?